During the singing competition craze of the early 2000s, NBC developed a show for its cable channel USA to capitalize on the success of shows like American Idol. Nashville Star ran from 2003 to 2008 and had a little bit of a kick to it. Performers were limited to only playing country music. Stars like Miranda Lambert and Casey Musgraves came just short of being crowned the winner of the competition, but season 4 winner Chris Young has built on his victory back in 2006 to become a rising star in the world of country music. Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming. Chris Young headlines a show at the Corn Crib in Normal this Friday and has spent the better part of 2016 touring in support of his album I'm Coming Over, which released last year. Young, a native of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, was born into a musically inclined family. His grandfather, Richard Yates, was a performer on the Louisiana Hayride, a radio program later turned television show that ran from 1948 to 1960. Louisiana Hayride helped launch the careers of musicians like Elvis Presley, Hank Williams, and George Jones. Young's grandfather had a big influence on him, both personally and musically. In a genre being overtaken by what many refer to as arena country, Young stands out as a voice carrying on the sound of country's golden years. This is the title track to Chris Young's 2015 album, I'm Coming Over, and the biggest hit the country songwriter has had in his career. Hitting number one in both the U.S. and Canada, Young appears to be on the rise, even a decade after entering the country music scene. There's an incredible balance in Young's songwriting and singing that both honors the country music of yesterday and feels modern at the same time. Tours with Brad Paisley and Jason Aldean helped increase his exposure to the highly inclusive world of country music, and even a high-profile feature on his latest album from Vince Gill shows that Chris Young is the real deal. No, I'm not hungover, it's true, but I'm still not over you. All messed up, all strung out, I was sitting at home, breaking time, and out there getting high. Joining Chris Young at the Corn Crib this Friday is another country music star who is familiar with reality singing competitions. Cassidy Pope was the season 3 winner of The Voice and the first female to do so. Country music became her focus after her relatively popular alternative band Hey Monday broke up. Her latest EP was released early this summer and is entitled, fittingly so, Summer. She joined Chris Young on his latest album for a duet entitled Think of You. Music so riddled in cultural roots and musical traditions, it's a bit surprising that two of country music's fast-rising talents came to the spotlight in such modern ways. Country music is a huge market, and according to Billboard, is the third most profitable genre of music behind rock and hip-hop. Country music's longevity has been secured by an incredible attention to the artists that came before today's hitmakers. Country music's future, however, is dependent on making sure that the past isn't too prevalent in the present. Rock star status has been achieved by the likes of Luke Bryan and Eric Church, but Chris Young and Cassidy Pope aren't out to become arena staples, although they very well could be. They keep asking how I am, but they're really asking. American Idol isn't on television anymore, and reality TV is more concerned with following celebrities than it is making them. But Chris Young is a product of a time when America's obsession with singing competitions meant if you were talented and entertaining, you could win over millions of fans in a matter of months. Chris Young has that kind of talent, and he'll bring it to the Corn Crib in Normal this Friday alongside Cassidy Pope. For WGLT, I'm Taylor Bauer.